The New Bedford City Council has proclaimed the month of July as Cabo Verdean Heritage Month. Many Cape Verdean organizations working with the city have scheduled a number of events during the month of July. Here to talk about some of them, really, is Candida Rose Baptista, a local singer and founder of Cabo Verde Heritage Month. She and I guess others came up with the idea. First of all, it's wonderful to see you again.
Thank you for having me one more time, Jim.
Now, this is the 50th anniversary of Cape Verde independence in Portugal this year. Is that what really prompted this Heritage Month celebration?
I would say yes and no. Okay. because the initiative really started about 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And yes, I think it was started hoping, sort of leading up to this point. What we were hoping to do is doing maybe something, you know, smaller, some smaller things as we went along. But because, you know, things didn't, it started in 2020 and 2022. And, you know, we had needed to take shape a bit. So finally, we did all we needed to do to try to get a calendar together and try to figure, we got a mission statement together. We got a proposal for the city council, and all of that happened sort of, you know, end of 2024 going into 2025. So,
how many groups are involved with this anniversary celebration? Now, look, there are many groups, many Cape Verdean groups, ethnic groups in New Bedford, and but the ones who are directly involved with the Heritage Month celebration, tell us how many groups are involved.
So at the at the moment, if I was to count, I don't even know if I can count, but if I were to, you know, really reference some of the ones that actually started the initiative back in 2022 and some of the ones that are with it now, I mean, we have, you know, the New Bedford Historical Society was part of it at the very beginning, you know, all of the different associations, at the vet for the Veridian Vest Hall, so all there's like three different tiers of the vets, with the recognition parade, the recognition committee, the association. So there were different representatives from those organizations. We have representatives from the Cape Verdean Association of New Bedford. We have we had a representative from the Bisca Club. We have a representative from the Band Club. And I'm trying to remember everybody. We had a representative from...
Well, remember everybody, but you know, this isn't NWCP. A one-person thing.
No, it's no. It's
a lot of people.
It's a coalition. And it's the Cabo Verdean Heritage Month Coalition. And that's what we're really trying to do, is get representation from as many of the organizations in the city who have an interest in, you know, putting forward culture and heritage in whatever forms that may take.
What's the theme of this month?
The theme of the month?
Well, I've read some stuff about joining hands and
yes.
Things like that.
Yes. So, you know what? If you don't mind,
go ahead.
I think that your question, I think all the questions that you're asking in terms of like the theme and what is it that we're trying to do could be answered if I just quickly read this mission statement. Can I do that?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. All right. So here's the mission statement that was shared with the New Bedford City Council. Cabo Verdean Heritage Month in New Bedford seeks to honor and celebrate the rich legacy of tradition, resilience, and achievement of the Cabo Verdean community, and to further historical and cultural knowledge of Cabo Verde and its diasporas through education. Through the theme of Juntamon, or joining hands, we reaffirm our commitment to unity, inclusivity, and collaboration, recognizing the diverse contributions of Cabo Verdeans in fields such as arts, education, healthcare, and advocacy. The Heritage Month also centers an ethos of amplification, meaning we hope firstly to promote the many wonderful Cabo Verdean organizations and events that already do this cultural legacy work in July and beyond. only then looking to supplement existing events and groups with further programming. This month serves as an opportunity for the city of New Bedford and its residents to embrace and learn from members of the Cabo Verdean diaspora, standing in solidarity with nations around the world in their pursuit of freedom, justice, and self-determination.
This celebration actually started at the end of June with a scholarship award ceremony, and then the raising of the Cape Verdean flag outside City Hall on the 30th, which is coming up at 6 p.m. Why is that gesture important to you? What does it mean to Cape Verdeans in New Bedford?
Well, I believe, you know, in my own estimation, I believe that, you know, the sort of this marriage between Cabo Verde and the United States started here. For all intents and purposes, in New Bedford, right? I think I've mentioned this before. My friend Ron Barboza always talks about New Bedford as the Ellis Island of Cabo Verdeans, and so for the flag to go up at the beginning of Cabo Verdean Recognition Week, which itself is even over 50 years, right? Cabo Verdean Recognition Week is like 53 years old. And so for the flag to continue to go up and especially on, you know, this 50th anniversary of independence, it just further solidifies our partnership and our relationship and the contributions that Cabo Verdeans have been making for, you know, for centuries here in the United States, but starting here.
Among their contributions, many Cape Verdeans made a living in the fishing industry. And an exhibit opens July 2nd, Casting a Wider Net. This exhibit started at the New Bedford Fishing Heritage Center and is moving to the Verdean Vets Memorial Hall on July 2nd. I guess there'll be a reception there, and it will last. I'm not quite sure how long it's going to be up, but it's going to be up for quite some time.
Yes.
People can stop by and check it out. It's highlighting the lives of, I think, six Cape Verdean people who've made a living, who either have been working or are working on the waterfront in the city of New Bedford. And so that's one of the many contributions
that
have been to the waterfront in the city of New Bedford. Certainly a big part of Cape Verdean history. I want to mention a couple of other events here, Candida. There's a bike ride happening on July 4th, sponsored by the Underground Railroad Cafe. And then on the 5th at 11 a.m., it's the annual Cape Verdean Recognition Parade. Always a very exciting event filled with music, drum lines, dancers, much more. It's a lot of fun. John Buddy Andrade is the parade marshal. John has been here a number of times on this program. After the parade is over, a Cultura Festa, happening from 2 to 6 at the Verdean Vets Hall. Arts, crafts, plenty of music, I'm told. So it's going to be a full day on July 5th. That is when the parade happens, and a bike ride on the 4th. And it's those are fun days and fun events. But there are other events coming up during Cape Verdean or Cabo Verdean Heritage Month.
Yes.
A reminder, you're listening to Town Square Sunday. I'm Jim Phillips. My guest is Candida Rose Baptista, a very popular Cape Verdean singer locally and regionally and, yes, even internationally. She is the founder of Cabo Verdean Heritage Month. A couple of events you will be involved in. On June 29th, July 11th, July 13th, and July 24th, you'll be visiting Cabo Verdean locations, sharing the Cabo Verdean American music legacy, and also talking about your book, which you mentioned the last time you were here. Obviously, you feel this is important to share this legacy.
Yes.
And you're doing it, you know, one venue at a time, so to speak. Tell us what your feelings about this legacy and why it's important to you.
Well, I mean, it's important to me because I believe that, you know, the people that came before us, the shoulders that we stand on, they're the ones that have made it possible for us to be doing all of these things that we're doing. And we can't let that history go. We can't just let it fade away.
Right.
And so the efforts of all of these organizations, again, you know, with the recognition committee that has been doing this for many, many, many years, and all of the other organizations, it's so important that we all just sort of continue to come together and to continue to honor our ancestors, who, you know, just laid the path for us to keep doing this. And as you can tell, I get a little passionate.
Emotional, obviously.
I get a little passionate.
I mean, there are so many wonderful Cape Verdean entertainers. I'm going to mention just two. Ralph Tavares, who is one of the Tavares brothers who suddenly passed away a couple of years ago. Jolai Gonsalves, who was a wonderful singer and performed many times in the city of New Bedford. I'm sure you could tell us a dozen more. But the fact is, you're right, you are standing on
shoulders of greatness.
Yeah.
Shoulders of greatness.
Very talented people. And I know you want to keep that going.
Really. And I think I also want to say that, you know, a lot of what they were doing in times when it wasn't always conducive for people from other cultures to keep their cultures alive, right?
Yeah.
And so the fact that they continue to do it is nothing short of, you know, incredible. It's just an amazing thing that they were able to do, and we just need to continue to honor that.
Now, these stops you're making, these four stops or so, they are free.
Everything that I'm doing is actually, and I probably need to say this, is that the three that you mentioned, June 29th, 13th. July 13th, and 24th. July 24th, those are all funded by grants through the New Bedford Creative Wicked Cool Places and the New England Endowment for the Arts. And so that's why we wanted to bring my my community into that to help, you know, sort of support the community. The others that you mentioned July 11th, which is something sort of an aside, but it's part of the New Bedford Art Museum's Friday. So we'll be doing a documentary showing of a film called Candida, yeah. That talks about my research in Cabo Verde in 2016, and then we'll do a duo performance of myself and Santo Spencer. And then there's also one other grant on July 26th, which is happening at the New Bedford Public Library, and that's the New Bedford Cultural Council, along with sponsored by the Mass Cultural Council that funded that one.
So you can see plenty of Candida Rose.
Free. And that's only the ones I've mentioned.
Yeah. You know, throughout the month of July, one more item. On September 5th, you and your jazz band will be visiting the Whaling Museum for a live performance celebrating Cape Verde independence through music. Now, this is the only event you'll need a ticket for. You need to buy a ticket for, right?
I would assume, yes, because that's the it's the Whaling Museum. So
that's a different thing.
That's a different thing.
$10 for museum members, $20 for the general public. It should be a terrific show. You perform it in the auditorium, or do you?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay.
I believe so.
All right. They didn't put you under the whale bones or anything.
I don't. You know what? I don't know. I think it is going to be in the auditorium.
Okay. It's a busy month, and I'm sure there are other organizations that are doing a lot of other things during the month of July to celebrate Cape Verdean Heritage Month.
Yes.
Now, Where can folks go to learn more about the Cabo Verde Heritage Celebrations?
So for now, I think the easiest thing for people to do is to go to the Explore New Bedford. Mm-hmm. That's through the New Bedford Destination New Bedford website.
Yes.
And so if you go to the Explore New Bedford and then you you click on navigate to Cabo Verdean culture or Cabo Verdean heritage, one of those two, you should get a list of all the different things. There's so many different things that are happening. There's jazz. The other thing I do want to mention is that at the end of Cabo Verdean Heritage Month, it's not up yet. We're still working on a couple of details, but there's going to be our inaugural event for the Cabo Verdean Heritage Month Coalition. We're going to be hosting a community conversation about language with Dr. Donaldo Macedo and Ms. Jaffa Tavares. And we're hoping that that's also going to be at the Verde Events Hall on July 31st. That's a
right
Thursday.
At the end of the month. That's
yeah,
right.
That's a Thursday evening.
Okay.
6 to 8.
My guest has been Candida Rose Baptista, singer and founder of Cabo Verde Heritage Month. Candida, thank you for coming in. Always a pleasure to see you.
Thank you for having me. And I just wanted to I don't want to miss thanking Ms. Margot Saulnier and Ruby Erickson and Ashley Payne, along with everybody else. But they've been really instrumental in making sure that all of the information and all the events get up on the tourism page, and really making sure that this is all coming together. So I wanted to give them a special shout out.
Okay. Thank you very much. That's it for Town Square Sunday. Thanks for listening. I'm Jim Phillips. Join me next week for Town Square Sunday. Until then, have a wonderful Sunday and a safe and happy 4th of July.